Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Transgender to Transformed. That is the title of Laura Perry's book. We're going to be talking to her about her journey and how Christ set her free. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, and our special guest is Laura Perry. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Laura.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Laura, you have a book called Transgender to Transformed. And in the book and in your story, you chronicle how you came to this point where, as a woman, you began to think that and want to be a man. And then you ultimately were transformed by the power and love and grace of Jesus Christ. Begin us at the very beginning. Lead us up. How did all of this happen? How did this come about in your life, and what it was that set you free?
You know, if you had asked me at the time that I began transition, I would have told you I was born that way, I was meant to be that way, and I'd always been that way. I didn't see any kind of cause for these feelings, but looking back on it now in retrospect, I just had some early things in childhood that I think set me down this path of believing these lies. And when I was very little, I had a very hard relationship with my mother. We didn't get along real well, and I knew that she loved me, but it was just kind of a strained relationship, and I felt kind of rejected by her. And I think a lot of it, she was going through her own grief that I didn't understand at the time. She'd lost two boys between my brother and I, and the second one was very traumatic. She almost died, and then I was conceived shortly after that. And I think, and they had told her she couldn't get pregnant again, and I think there was a lot of fear there. And then she really hadn't even grieved, I think, properly, and so she was much closer to my brother, my older brother.
Did that make you feel like she favored boys over you?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And so I really felt that, you know, if I had been one of my brothers that had died, maybe I would have been loved more.
Mm.
And so I began to fantasize about that very early in life. And then when I was 8 years old, I was molested by another boy. And he was only a year older than me. And it just began to confuse things, I think. And I became very sexualized. I began messing around with my own friends. And then...
Did you get into pornography?
I did, yeah. In high school, I got into pornography. Became much more sexual. Began sleeping around. And just began to be more and more depraved. Began to fantasize about this more and more. And so by the time I was in college, I just couldn't stand it anymore. I just thought about this night and day. And I just thought, this is who I am. I was supposed to be a man, and that's why I'm never happy. And so when I began to really embrace this, I just believed it's who I was, and I really thought I was going to find happiness and freedom. So I began the hormone treatments, and then I eventually had two major surgeries toward this, and I was really angry, especially after my surgery, when I realized that my surgery hadn't made me a man. And I felt so deceived at that time. I remember thinking that I felt stupid because I should have realized that having these cosmetic surgeries was not actually going to make me a man, but I just really hadn't thought it through. And I was really devastated, and I thought, well, maybe eventually, maybe several more years of hormones, you know, maybe this will one day all be real, but that day never came.
Laura, did you have, after you did the surgery, did you have a period of what I would call a honeymoon, where you felt better, but then you began to realize this didn't change anything, and you even may have gotten more depressed?
A little bit, yeah. It was a bit of an, you know, after my surgery, I really liked the results physically, and I was happy in that sense, and I was kind of on cloud nine at first, and I just loved it. But when I really thought about the fact that it hadn't made me a man, I was really depressed. But it was kind of like, well, maybe the next surgery will fix it. And so it was kind of okay. But then when I had all the female organs removed and it still didn't fix it, then I was really angry. And then I started looking into the genital reassignment surgeries, which I had always planned on having, but I had never really looked into. I was really angry when I looked at them, and I realized that those surgeries weren't going to make it real either.
Hmm.
They're horrific surgeries.
And how did your family deal with this? I mean, especially your mom, I'm sure she had some challenges with you doing this. What was your relationship like after that?
They were devastated, and they had a very hard time with this. They tried everything they could to get me not to do it, and I remember them talking to me, and they had this conversation with me when I first started, and I knew what they were telling me was the truth. I knew that their arguments were rational and logical, but I just didn't care. So there was that sense of, yes, I had believed this early in childhood, but there was a point where I knew that it was not true, but I wanted it so badly, and I believed it, and I and there was this rebellion in me that wanted to do it, even though I knew that it wasn't right.
So you lived going by the name of Jake, identifying as a man for a decade, for 10 years. Wow. What happened? How, your book has the title Transgender to Transformed. How were you transformed? How did that come about? And what message do you have for other people who may be going through this, parents, friends, and even people just like you?
Well, ultimately, it was a supernatural act of God, really through the prayer of my parents and through so many others. My mom had asked me at one point to make a website for her Bible study. We had barely been in contact, and I really didn't want a relationship with my mom and dad at that point because I didn't want to be reminded of the truth that that they knew. And so, but I agreed to make the website for her Bible study. As I did, the Word of God just began to penetrate my heart.
That's amazing.
I know. And it really wasn't even a specific verse at first. It really was, I had never seen the heart and the character of God. All I'd ever seen was God's rules. And all of a sudden, it really was, wow, God really is loving. He's faithful. He's trustworthy. And so I began to call her and ask her all these questions. And so during that time, not only did I begin to be interested in the Bible, but I saw this radical change in my mom. She was a totally different person. Mm. She ultimately led me to Christ.
Wow.
That's
amazing. Over the next year and a half, I thought I could be a man of God because I was zealous for the Lord, and I began to grow, and I was so hungry for the Word of God. The ladies in her Bible study were praying that I would have this ravenous hunger for the Word. I'm like, y'all don't know how much I could answer that prayer. I was so hungry for the Word of God. I was listening to either like the audio Bible or a Bible study teacher like all day long at work. And
wow.
But eventually I began to be more and more convicted about the life I was living, but I didn't know how to fix it. And I was like, okay, I kind of know this is wrong, but I don't know what to do about it. And finally I felt like I'd fallen into this deep, dark pit that I couldn't get out of. I was hit so hard with conviction, but I didn't know what to do. And finally, I had a clear vision one night of Jesus Christ getting down on one knee. He reached his hand into the pit, and he said, "Do you trust me?"
Wow.
And so it really was, I knew he was asking me to just walk away from everything. And so I did. I left my partner, I left my job, my everything behind, that identity, and just followed Christ. And he radically set me free. And I've just been given a brand new life. In fact, looking back now, I can't, sometimes it's like, did I really even live that life?
Mm.
Because it's so far removed from me, and people are shocked when they find out I lived as a man.
Wow, that's a miracle. And that's encouraging
really
for
is.
So many other people that are going through this situation. And more are being introduced to this idea that you can be happy, you can change your gender just like you change your hair color, and that is who
right.
you are. And that's going to make you happy. But your story is so similar to Walt Heyer's and a book that he has on this very topic. And it's the power of Jesus Christ, Laura, that sets you free. And that's the message, whether it's this issue or anything else. It is the power and the relationship of Jesus Christ that will break the chains. Luke chapter 4, Jesus says that he has been anointed to open the eyes of the blind, to set it liberty, to free those who are chained by Satan, to set at liberty those who are imprisoned. And that's what he did to you. Our guest is Laura Perry, a powerful story, and her book is called Transgender to Transformed. I encourage you to get this book, Transgender to Transformed, Laura Perry. And also, Laura could speak at your church or maybe even counsel with you. Someone that you know, maybe it's you who's going through something like this. The book is Transgender to Transformed, and our special guest has been Laura Perry. Thank you for joining us, Laura, on Faith and Freedom.
Thank you so much for having me on.
For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.